Drug manufacturers have released promising early results for their COVID-19 vaccines, but skepticism among Americans remains high, especially for African Americans. And as Side Effects Carter Barrett reports, that's troubling because the Black community has been hit harder by the virus than others.
Carmel, Indiana resident Mia McLendon told a group of reporters at a press conference that she signed up to participate in AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine trial to show others she believes it's safe. Still, as a Black woman, she says she's experienced skepticism firsthand.
Definitely. I have close friends. Even my husband is very reluctant about taking a shot.
McLendon says she wants to advocate for the vaccine since others are taking a wait-and-see approach.
They would make comments as, well, I will let, you know, other people go ahead and try to get that shot before I even attempt to do it.
A recent Gallup poll found that less than half of non-white American adults would be willing to receive a COVID vaccine, compared to 61% of white adults. The Indiana State Department of Health's plan for vaccine distribution includes messaging to communities of color. In a statement, the ISDH says it's still developing this strategy alongside partners. One of these partners is the Indiana Minority Health Coalition.
So you need an organization like ours to help bring balance, or bring the prospect of a sharper vision for what we're trying to do to this effort.
That's Carl Ellison, the coalition's president. He says convincing Black Hoosiers to get vaccinated is an uphill battle and will require a multi-year effort from the State Department of Health.
So you can't say, we'll do an awareness campaign for each phase of the rollout and we'll do it in 6 weeks or whatever. That's like, why bother? Because what you're trying to change is a fundamentally baked-in response to racism in the health delivery system, period.
Still, Ellison thinks it can be done with the right messengers, like leaders within the Black community, but they can't do it alone.
Are they going to give us some resources for an awareness campaign, but give us a nickel when we need $10?
Some experts have ideas for building trust and bridging the access gap, like mobile vaccination sites that can go to churches, grocery stores, and barbershops. One of these trusted places in Indianapolis is Jane Pauley Community Health Center. Dr. Sherry Lynn McCombe is the chief medical director here, and she's been talking with state officials about vaccine distribution.
What concerns me is not their efforts. What concerns me is that we have in this country a history that is not conducive to minorities participating in something that would save their life.
One example is the infamous Tuskegee study. That study enrolled Black men with syphilis who were told they would get treatment. Instead, researchers secretly withheld that treatment. The study ended in the early 1970s, well within memory for many.
No amount of media messaging can erase the past unless your media messaging and public messaging is specific to acknowledging what has happened in the past and how this is different.
Local hospitals in the city of Indianapolis have formally acknowledged racism as a public health issue. However, the state has not. Black Americans make up almost 20% of COVID deaths, but only account for 13% of the U.S. population.
It's not just, oh, these people just happen to all get COVID. And it's not, oh, these people are just living recklessly. You know, you can tie very specific government policy, historical action and inaction that have created circumstances where these populations of people are more vulnerable.
That's Yolanda Wilson, a bioethicist and National Humanities Center fellow. Wilson says the skepticism is justified, and to overcome the past, America needs to confront the intersection of health, discrimination, and trust head on. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.